Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Newly elected BJP Legislature Party leader and current Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu today met Governor General Lieutenant K.T. Parnaik at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar and staked claim to form the new government in the state. Subsequently, the government invited him to form the new government. Earlier, in the BJP Legislature Party meeting, Khandu was unanimously elected as the new leader of the Legislature Party, paving the way for formation of the new government. The name of Khandu for the Chief Minister's position was proposed by State BJP President Bayuram Wage and seconded by 46 party legislators. The swearing-in ceremony of the new Chief Minister will be held at Dorje Khandu Convention Centre in Itanagar tomorrow. The CM and his Council of Ministers will take oath at 11 a.m. in presence of BJP National President J.P. Nadda, Senior Leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Party's National General Secretary B.L. Santosh. First session of the 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members and election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and a discussion on her address will also be held in this session. The session of Rajya Sabha will commence on 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. This was informed by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in a social media post. Rijiju said, "People of the country have decided and now MP must serve the nation." He said Parliament is the perfect platform to discuss, debate and deliver to fulfill the aspirations of 140 crore Indians. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared a Vrikshasana yoga video on his social media account describing the benefits of this asana in view of the upcoming International Yoga Day. In a social media post today, Modi said that Vrikshasana or the tree pose has several benefits including helping improve balance and posture. According to a recent World Bank report, India is to remain the world's fastest growing economy with a steady growth rate of 6.7% over the next three fiscal years. This robust growth is fueled by strong domestic demand, a surge in investment and vigorous activity in the services sector. In its Global Economic Prospects report, the World Bank retained its growth forecast for India at 6.6% for the financial year 2024-25. This projection underscores India's strong economic momentum driven by robust domestic demand, increased investment and vigorous services sector activity. Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi has been appointed as the next Chief of the Army Staff. He will take charge on the 30th of this month. The present Chief of the Army Staff, General Manoj Pandey, will demit office on 30th June. Born on 1st July 1964, Lieutenant General Dwivedi was commissioned into the infantry of the Indian Army on 15th December 1984. During his long distinguished service spanning nearly 40 years, he has served in different capacities. In the rank of Lieutenant General, the officer has tenanted important appointments including Director General Infantry and General Officer Commanding in Chief from 2022 to 2024 before getting appointed as the Vice Chief of the Army Staff. The ongoing construction of the Kamling Cultural Heritage Museum at Nyuk Madum under Dirang Subdivision of West Kamling District will be completed by the first week of August next. This was disclosed in a coordination meeting at the West Kamling District Administration had with the Indian Army and staff members of the Indian Institute of Heritage at Nyuk Madum Village on Monday. The meeting was convened to discuss the establishment and progress of Kamling Cultural and Heritage Museum at Nyuk Madum. During the meeting, representatives of the Indian Army outlined the museum's plans and outlays, detailing additional facilities that will be available to the public. This includes a children's park, souvenir store, cafeteria, audio-video hall, a traditional Monpa hut, etc. The month-long skill development program on unarmed security guard skills for rural unemployed youth conducted in Namsai successfully concluded on Tuesday. Sponsored by NABARD, Arunachal Pradesh Regional Office, the SDP was implemented by the Bethel Life Care Charitable Trust in collaboration with the Namsai District Administration and Arunachal State Rural Livelihood Mission. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.